Season countdown series, time to take a look at Corio, the first of our GDFL clubs. Unfortunately, a tough first season in charge for Darren Bennett in 2019. So when you have a tough season in charge, what you do is you go and become a co-coach with your son, and that's going to be a lot of fun on field and off field as well. Darren Bennett joins us. Joel Bennett joins us on the season countdown. Gentlemen, very good afternoon.
How are you?
Very well. All right, Joel, first question I want to ask you. I haven't really spoken to you other than via text. Here you are playing some really good VFL football. I think 5 goals in a game against Box Hill last year. Played some finals. 23 in a couple of weeks. The question is why?
Just wanted to go home. Sort of had enough of the commitment with work and just everything in life. Bought my first house now with Tiff, my girlfriend. Timing was just right for me to sort of take a step back and move into the next chapter of my life.
Okay. Did you feel you got as far as you could go? The AFL dream was no longer there and that VFL was only ever going to be as high as you could go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I sort of seen the writing on the wall a little bit. While I was still playing some pretty good footy, it probably wasn't as consistent as I would have liked. That next step was probably just that little bit too far.
Okay. How much time did you spend pondering this before making the decision? And I suppose you're probably thinking, when I'm 33, do I want to look back and go, gee, maybe I could have stuck it out a bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it definitely wasn't a decision that I took overnight. It was one, it took a long time to come to, but it was sort of something, sort of set it to one day. I'd probably regret not coming back and coaching a little bit more than I'd regret, like, if I tried to hold it out for another 4 years and, I didn't achieve getting to the AFL dream. I just want to do this a little bit more.
Yeah, fair enough. Darren, obviously as a dad, but also with your Corio hat on as well, how hands-off were you in Joel's decision, or were you part of the decision-making process?
No, it was completely up to Joel. We sort of had spoken about it a little bit over time, and I never pushed him either way, as I didn't want him to do something that I wanted him to do and regret it. No one enjoyed the ride he's been on and taken us on more than our family, so it was a little bit disappointing for him not to be living that VFL dream anymore. But if that's what makes him happy, that's all you want in life, is for your kids to be happy.
Yep. You rarely hear of dads coaching their sons. It's not a common occurrence here in the local footy sphere. I think I reckon Georgie Bissett might have coached Daryl down at Port Arlington, yep, as a young fella, and Rowan McSparran with Wade at Geelong Ammos, but now you're co-coaching. I want to know, this is the question I really want answered. Who's the alpha male between the two of you?
I'm running with me. So,
I think that.
Joel brings a lot of new stuff, and he's obviously got a lot of experience and with modern day football, and he can impart a lot of knowledge on the young guys. So he's been good in that respect. But when it comes to game day, I want him playing footy, and I'll do the Saturday stuff, and he can pipe in where he sees fit.
Had a blue over anything yet?
A couple.
Get what about? Come on.
Oh, just Joel's very of the modern way of football and very driven to have structures like he's had at high level. And at times I just try to pull him back a little bit and probably realise where we are and where we're at, But so we probably just needed to tinker with a couple of the setups and a couple of the structures to suit GDFL footy.
Yep. Joel, it's a big difference being coached by Mark Williams to being back in the GDFL, isn't it? The intensity's probably down a little bit as well.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So do you have to find a happy medium, knowing that, okay, I've just gone from playing with the guys that are one step away from the highest possible level of football to now you're playing with guys that are going to be your teammates that are playing in a competition that is ranked in the top 25 in Victoria.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably the other good thing about having Dad there. He's been there and done it for a year, where me coming in this year, he's probably a step ahead in the GDFL game. So it does help where we can tinker a few things and change it to suit the level a little bit more.
Yep. All right. The club haven't won a game since 2017. It's been tough darts for the last 3 years. It's been tough darts for probably 5 or 6 years. Yep. There hasn't been a lot of success on field. But I sense, and having spoken to you, Darren, a little bit over the pre-season, there's a real optimism that you're not going to win a premiership in the next 2 years, but yep, there's the building blocks are in place for you to be back where you were, going back 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, so it's our home club, so we're very passionate about it. A lot of the boys there are Corio locals, so everyone wants to see it go well, and we're sort of in the position where these young guys can make a club whatever they want it to be. You know, it's not walking in and they've got 32-year-olds that are telling them you can't do this and this is how you're going to do this. These guys are young, they're 20 to 22, and they can build this club into whatever they want it to be for the next 10 years.
Yep. So you've done some recruiting of some young fellas that are coming back to the club that are Corio people, as you said. Who were we really looking forward to seeing of the young old guard coming back?
Well, Luke Cornwell played and was pretty impressive on Friday night in our first practice match, and he's just coming back from an ACL injury. So it'd be really good to see Luke, you know, get back out on the footy field and enjoy his footy again. So he'll be one to watch. Also think Aaron Taylor will be super. You know, he had a year last year where he probably wasn't at his fittest, and he's missed one session where he fractured his hand. Other than that, he hasn't missed a night. So he was really good in our practice match as well. Also having Dill Shelley back, who Joel played with in under-16s and I coached in under-16s, is an incredible talent. So we look forward to seeing what he can produce this year as well.
Yeah, you and I have spoken about Michael Cadman a bit in the off-season. Yep. How's he tracking coming
back
from
his knee? His knee's taken time. It's probably not where it should be. He's been limited a little bit. He has trained a fair bit, but yeah, it's probably a mental thing as well. It needs to take a little bit of time, and we won't rush him when he's ready to come back.
Okay. A couple of guys from out of town. Can you tell us a little bit about the likes of Jack Larkins, Lockie Sharp? Oh, it's coming from Geelong West, so he's not really from out of town. But there's just a couple that will add some depth to your list.
Yeah. Sharp, he's been really good. He trains and stays back after training and has shots at goal and does some extra running and stuff. So he's got a really good attitude. And once again, he's another young kid setting a standard, and he's really hard at it. So he'll be good for our group too, and he seems to have fitted in really well. Young Jack Larkins is a young guy who is dating Johnny Cousins' daughter, so that's how we come across Jack, and he's spent some time with Joel, and they've got a pretty close relationship, and he was super. He was probably our best player on Friday night, so that was really good, really pleasing.
Yep. Joel, did you work the phones a little bit with your contacts? Obviously, you've been through the Falcons and now at Werribee. I suppose guys on a VFL list you're probably not getting, but any of your Falcons cohorts that you know, no names, but you might have just rung and said, look, just planting the seed, doesn't have to be this year, but we'd love to play with you again. Corio is an option down the track.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably part of us setting up the stepping stones for the next few years. So hopefully over the next couple of years, yeah, those seeds that sort of get planted nowadays can come to fruition later on.
Yep. Game style, have you sort of spoken with Dad about what you want to do? And is there anything you have brought from Werribee that you can put into place that can be adapted to GDFL for you?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Things I've learnt from the Falcons, spending 2 years there, spending a year with Geelong VFL program and 2 years at Werribee. You know, there's a lot of good coaches that I've been able to tap into. So yeah, there's definitely plenty of things that we'll bring back and tinker to the level. And yeah.
Yep. How do you want to play your footy this year, Darren?
Oh, exciting. You know, hard at the footy. We tackled, our tackling was a highlight on Friday night. We've done a lot of practice on it. All our small drills are based on tackling, and the boys were pretty ferocious at the man and fairly tackled really well on the weekend.
Yep. Photos coming out that it was a bit willing at times.
Yeah, you could say that. It was all the boys were keen to be back, I think, and yeah, just a bit argy-bargy, push and shove, but yeah, nothing too serious.
Your first month of the season, you've got Belmont Lions in the Indigenous game. I think it's on the Sun. It's scheduled for the Sunday. Will
yeah,
it still
it
be
is
the
on
Sunday?
Sunday? Yep.
Still be on the Sunday. There is a ripe opportunity there for you to snap that. I think a 41 game losing streak.
Yeah, we'd love to get off to a really good start and get a win. But yeah, obviously Belmont's lost a few. But I think Nath Bissett's pretty confident with where they're at, and yeah, he's got some new players in. So yeah, they'll be a real challenge for us. But
bit better than Thompson in round one like you got last year.
Yeah, well, the old roll and draw didn't help us much last year, did it? But yeah, every week was a challenge last year. Didn't really matter who we played. So yeah, every week was a big challenge, and we're coming from a long way back. So yeah, all baby steps.
Bellpost Hill, East Geelong and Inverlee to round out the month of April. So I think it's Inverlee on Anzac Day, which will be a good clash too, because everybody gets a chance to play on Anzac Day this year, which is fantastic.
Oh yeah, I didn't realise that till now, but yeah, that'll be fantastic.
Bellpost Hill will be a nice challenge after the Easter break in round two with everybody they've got back.
Yeah, they've picked up really well, so good on them. Yeah, they had a tough year by their standards last year. But, yeah, they'll be up and about, and that'll be a really good challenge for us round two to see where we're at. And
Joel will run out in round two and go, this Bell Post Hill team's exactly the same as what I played in 2014.
should be good for them and exciting. And it's good for us to have another challenge.
Joel, you'll be the man for Cryo. I don't think you're going to shy away from that. But are you prepared to be targeted in terms of you're going to get some attention from opposition sides this year?
Bring it on.
Bring it on?
Bring it on.
So I suppose, how do you protect Joel? He says bring it on, but obviously, if he's running, if they're running a hard tag on him, you've got to be able to find ways to free him up.
Yeah, we'll work on some structures on that and some things the boys can do around stoppages. And obviously Joel's been in a situation where he's played with guys that have been heavily tagged before and seen the way other clubs go about it. So I think Joel's up for the challenge, and you want to run with him and tag him all day. You want to have your running shoes on.
I think the other thing with that too, like if opposition sides are going to be very heavily towards me, you got Blake Hutchison, Liam Duffy and Jack Larkins in there, you can't get too worried about one player, because hopefully if they do come to me, well, someone else can just get the footy on. I'm more than happy for that to happen.
Yeah, Blake, you'll have all season?
Yeah, we're hoping to have Blake all season. He's actually got a hernia at the moment that we're waiting for surgery on, but he's still been training, and yeah, he's keen to go around again.
Okay, so if he has surgery, will that delay him a little bit in terms of start of the season, or is it?
I'd imagine so, but he's hoping to get in the next week or two, so that hopefully it's not too much if he does miss the start.
Yep. How do you see the rest of the competition generally?
Yeah, everyone's picked up really well, so it should be really good for the GDFL to maybe lift their standard up a little bit. West have picked up a heap of new recruits, so that's good for them. And I think Werribee, what they lacked, they've picked up, a seasoned ruckman, and obviously a couple other players that are going to be really good for their group. And they were just a little bit inconsistent last year, but I've watched them from afar for a fair while. They're a young group like we've got, and they're a fantastic side.
You got anybody coming up from out of your juniors that's going to hopefully make an impact?
Well, we didn't have under 18 or under 19s last year, but we do have Dylan McDougall coming back from North Shore,
who's going to play in the premiership there. Yeah. I reckon he was a bit of the hero in that.
Yeah, he was.
Half.
Yeah, he still tells people about it. So good on him. Yeah, we've also got Trey Laurie going around again. Trey's done a full pre-season. He's only 17 years old, I think, and he was, probably a bit underdone last year. But we gave him a crack and gave him a full year, and he was, once again, he was good on our first practice match as well. So he seems to have grown and lost a few kilos and, hit the footy pretty hard.
Yep. Western Eagles will be your other practice match. Yep. Just you haven't confirmed venue and date yet, but it's going to be that second last weekend in March.
Yeah, definitely that'll be the weekend, and then we'll have a weekend off before round one.
Yep. Are you itching to get there, just because when you have a season like you had last year, it just seems that this pre-season's drag when it doesn't go the way you want the year before?
Well, pre-season's actually been really good. Like our numbers have been super. I think last Wednesday we had 47 on the track, which is a real turnaround from where we've been. And once again, it's those young guys driving the standard, making sure their mates are getting to training. And it's been really good, really energetic training's been. And we've had the balls out every night, and the guys obviously love getting the footies out and doing a bit of match sim, and there's no better way to learn to play footy than actually playing it.
Wouldn't it be good in round one that you're leaving blokes out of the twos rather than having to ring around?
Yeah, absolutely. Like even on the weekend we had a practice match, and I walked in and seen the Brendan Harvey, the twos coach, and I just said like he had a board of 22 guys, and I said, is everyone here? And he goes, yep. So straight away last year, like we were trying to round up guys still on Saturday mornings to fill the twos. We're not going to have that problem this year. So, it's been fantastic.
No, that's great stuff. And I think the cricket club's going all right as well at the moment.
Yeah, Joel's back there. He can fill you in on cricket.
How are the Devils going in the cricket?
So we've got two games to go. I think if we win both our games, we're a crack at playing finals if one result goes our way. But, we're not too far off playing finals this year.
Goose is doing a good job with your boys.
Yeah, Dil Shelley's made a few runs. Goosey's made a few runs, so it's been good.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, boys, really appreciate you coming in. It's fantastic. I'm sure there's one Mrs. L. Bennett that's quite happy that she doesn't have to try and pick where she's going to go, whether it's Cryo or wherever he's playing. Toby didn't have a kick last year?
No, Toby had an ankle reconstruction, so he was out all year, so... Yeah.
He's making up for lost time, is he?
Yeah, that's it. I think so. I'm happy to be back out there.
He's off to the bingo.
Yeah, that's it.
He'll be fine. You just got to read the numbers back, I think, and... Yeah. Put the rubbish in the bin, and I'm sure that's fair enough punishment.
Yeah.
I look forward to. When he, have you already told him what it is? Or
No, I sort of decided. I reached out to the committee. I reached out to the committee last night to get us some information on it. And yeah, I haven't seen Toby since last night, so he'll be informed at training tonight, I guess.
If he hasn't read it online in the in the Addy.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, thank you so much. Joel, we wish you the very best of luck. Loved watching you play for West. Loved watching you playing for Werribee, but get to see you run around the red and white. A couple of photos already doing the rounds. Good to see you've come back with a quite coloured pair of boots as well. You've just, what were you rolling with, the green ones?
Yeah,
they really contrast with the red socks.
Yeah. Not the ideal fashion statement, that's for sure.
Surely you just go just traditional black. Yeah. Although, but if you wear black now, you stand out.
Yeah, that's it.
If you don't have colours, they think you're, what's this bloke up to?
He's
trying to show off. Darren, I know you've done a power of work and we'll continue to do so. Boys, we wish you the very best of luck for the year and really appreciate you coming into K-Rock.
Thanks, Key.
Thank you.
Season countdown continues next. We're going to catch up with North Shore coach Mark McDowell.